You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hi, you're listening to the Wig Hackers Podcast, where you get the real feeling of what goes on working on the hair side of the entertainment industry. You never know where my rants will go, so stay tuned.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Wig Hackers. What? Thanks guys for tuning in. So today, I feel like just ranting and raving about quality versus quantity. Only because everyone nowadays is we're slowed down, so this is a prime opportunity to work on your quality of work as well as quality of life, because we have to. Because if we keep it up, we're gonna be in the corona world, and we don't want that now, do we? So we do need to start evaluating what we're doing, why we're doing it. Is this the best practice? So, and then that comes down to quality versus quantity. If you spend time doing something, will it be better? Or can you just hurry up and get it done? So this is coming from a person who is, I love pressure points. And when I mean pressure points, I mean, I like waiting to the 10th hour where it needs to be done. So I'm trying to, A, say my problem so that I can physically, tangibly put it on something so I can know about it and I can really make it happen. So when you're working smarter and not harder, your precision to giving quality over quantity will enhance. Right? Because you're not focusing on speedy, like quick decision making. You're making precise decisions to make quality products. You know, there is a time where you as an artist will have to go beyond what your norm is and create a process that will help you become a quicker, more efficient, better product maker. That makes sense. So you really just need to take a chill pill and reevaluate what exactly you want to get out of your business and your career and your life. I mean, it's a cross. Everyone is in flux right now. I mean, we're trying to handle this virus, you know, so it's making yourself comfortable. It's making other people comfortable. So we just want to make sure that we can be the best that we can be and make sure that we are giving a quality product that we can back up. Because otherwise, what happens when you go quantity over quality? You can't have the best product, right? We see that from wigs in general. If you do one from, you know, any site, you know, it's wefted, it's not custom, you know. But then if you get a custom-made one, it fits like a glove. It's beautifully made. The hairline matches up. Like, it's just beautiful. You can't go wrong. So quality over quantity will always benefit you as an artist, as a person. You know, now we need to be like washing our hands more. So once again, it's that quality of life. So if you want to start putting out quality products to be attracting quality clients, that they respect and they know what they're getting, you have to do quality than quantity. You know, quantity might be nice in a bag of oatmeal. I'm only saying this because I just bought literally a full bucket of oatmeal. So that quantity is great. But for a wig and for hair services, no. Mm-mm. Hone your craft. Make quality products that your clients will keep coming back to you. I'm not saying that they can't be a Frankenwig. I'm not saying that. Because what is it? It's the overall look. So inside, you got to do what you got to do. If they're on a budget and they got four wigs and they only got four sections on each of those wigs that are usable, guess who's getting a Frankenwig? You know what I mean? So, and if you're adding this onto your services, you want to always have your client's mind, you know, from your consultation, from everything. You know what I mean? So we just want to make sure that you take care of you, right? You want a great quality life, so you're going to give quality. It's just this whole cycle. It'll just come back to you. And promotion, of course. Got to do a promotion. Got to promote. I know, it's really bad. Well, for someone like myself who does not like self-promotion, I know, and people are like, no, you don't. You do it so well. It's really difficult. On the inside, like, I cringe. Like, if anyone introduces me for anything, I'm like, thank God I have 5 pounds of makeup on my face so you don't see me turn bright red. And make sure you get your ears. That's a telltale sign. Cover those ears with that makeup too. giving you all my tricks. So quality, I just love the quality version. But then I have to also rethink because I do work up to the last minute, which now that I have a team, I am given the time. Like, holy cow, like outsourcing. So when you outsource, you can do two things. You can get a better quality because you are going to be hiring someone who specializes in the task you want them to do. You know, example, I'm hiring someone to create posts because, you know, I can't spell, right? So I'm hiring that out. Ads, oh my God. And I'm sure you probably feel just the way that I feel. Ads on Facebook is so confusing. Like, just having a conversation with my dude, which I'm not giving out names because he doesn't want me to. So Big Daddy. So I'm going to, he will be called Big Daddy in my life. You know, in my life right now, he is making some magical, like, I'm doing spirit fingers. If you are listening, I am doing spirit fingers. Like him just guiding me through the process of Facebook. It's like, no. Mm-mm. And to be honest, I want to pay a premium. Do you know, like, if I already know from all the YouTube university that I cannot learn it. I could. But no. If someone has a track record of doing the best, being the best, yes, they deserve the best. And that's just how I mean, even for me, like, so when I go to another artist who is, and it might not be like, he's a tech person. And I think that's an art. Everyone has their own art in their own field. You know, it's not just about like what you do. So you want the best people around you, right? You want to be around quality people who are vibrating on the same level that you are. And hopefully that's why you are listening to this podcast. And hopefully that's why you're going to go visit me on all my other social medias so I can just engulf your life and you can be, I can be one of your cheerleaders for you because it is not easy. I'm not even going to say, oh, it's easy. No, I know I'm a wig hacker, but that doesn't mean it's an easy thing. Mm-mm. No, because you still have to put in 3 times the amount of effort and information gathering and be a complete, you know, detective with your clients. So make sure you do that. Make sure you take it on and bring it to that next level. And quality wise, I mean, even if it's from the hair quality you're using to the products you're using, I mean, it is an investment, but if you know it works, make sure you tell people. You know, you need to have a complete list of what you're going to be going into your clients with. You know, so you need to completely do that. You need to have it down from the color you're using to the hair you're using, the sourcing of your hair. You're going to list it out for them. And then you're going to have times, you know, how long it takes to do your fronts, your partings, your this, your that. You're going to have it all. You're going to have it all laid out so that they know what they're getting. So you can check out danielquay.com. I have my client take-in sheet. Take it, steal it, use it, like add to it, put more things to it. But it goes well in depth because twofold, you do not want someone who is used to paying $20 for a wig and going to get a $1,500 wig from you and not know how to use it and rip it. And then they're going to be back 18 times saying you gave a bad product. Not on my watch. So you should really vet your people. So once again, quality over quantity. I would rather three people who are loyal and they pay because they know what they're getting than 50,000 people who are only giving me 50 cents. Yeah. Bad analogy, but you get it. I'd rather have less people and more time and giving the right thing. So yeah, there you go. Ta-da! Thank you so much for listening to me rant and rave. You know me. I always do. Check out danielcoyeducation.com for the books that are out. And keep an eye out. I'm doing these wine and wigs. I don't know if they're around still by you or not, but let's keep an eye out because it's going to be amazing. All right, guys, till next time.
Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of Wig Hackers. Have an idea or a question you'd like me to answer? Feel free to reach out on any of my social media platforms at Daniel Coy Official on Instagram or on Facebook. I'd love to hear from you and hope to inspire you. Don't forget to share and rate me. And do your hair, because if you're looking good, you're feeling better.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.